Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about Mexico's decisive victory at the Alamo and how the Texans' doomed defense of it became an enduring symbol of resistance and revolution. The day was March 6, 1836. The Mexican army defeated a group of Texas rebels at the Battle of the Alamo. The early morning assault marked the end of a 13-day siege led by Mexican General Antonio López de Santa Anna. His forces had been kept at bay by the nearly 200 Texas soldiers who occupied the Alamo, but on March 6th, they finally managed to break through the fort's defenses and overwhelm the exhausted men inside. The actual fighting lasted a mere 90 minutes, and by the time the smoke cleared, all of the Alamo's defenders, including famous frontiersman Davy Crockett, were dead. Texans began fighting for independence from Mexico in 1835. At the time, the Mexican state was largely inhabited by white settlers who had immigrated from the eastern U.S. to stake a claim in Texas's wide-open spaces. The Mexican government encouraged this immigration at first because the region was vulnerable to attacks by Native Americans, and there weren't enough Mexican citizens living in Texas to successfully fend them off. That's because Mexico was fresh off its own hard-fought war for independence from Spain, and it didn't have the resources on hand to govern and defend its northernmost state without some outside assistance. The Mexican Constitution of 1824 had been written with this arrangement in mind, stipulating that the residents of Texas wouldn't have to pay taxes or tariffs, and that they'd largely be left to govern themselves. Those incentives drew tens of thousands of settlers to Texas, and not just white immigrants from the U.S., but those from other European countries, as well as many Latino Texans, also known as Tejanos. For the most part, the Texas transplants got along well with the Mexican government, and interactions were kept to a minimum. The largest disputes were over the Texans' dependence on slave labor. Slavery was against Mexican law in Texas, but the settlers claimed it was necessary to their economic survival and that they wouldn't be able to remain so far west without the use of enslaved black workers. The growing tensions finally came to a head in 1834 when the newly re-elected Mexican president, Antonio López de Santa Anna, rejected the Constitution and dissolved Congress. Effectively a dictator, Santa Anna began demanding higher taxes and seizing the people's guns to prevent uprisings. He also started cracking down on the Texans, insisting that, since the Constitution was null and void, they would now be required to pay taxes, accept Mexican oversight, and free their enslaved workforce. When the Texans refused in 1835, war broke out and the Texas Revolution began. Texas wasn't the only Mexican state to rebel against Santa Anna's regime, but its revolt was the most effective and long-lasting. By December of 1835, the small Texas army had captured the vital crossroads town of San Antonio in central Texas and seized the military garrison known as the Alamo. Originally built as a Spanish mission, the compound was converted into a makeshift fort by Spain and had been occupied by Mexican soldiers until the Texans drove them out. A small contingent of the rebel Texas forces remained at the Alamo for the next several months, but in mid-February, they learned that General Santa Anna himself was marching toward the Alamo with an army of more than 1,000 men. The Texans knew they stood little chance of holding the fort. They were severely outnumbered, and most of their soldiers were volunteers, local doctors and farmers, as well as a few sympathetic outsiders, such as Tennessee frontiersman and congressman Davy Crockett. But despite their long odds, Alamo co-commanders James Bowie and William Travis refused to abandon their position. They would stand with the Alamo, and when the time came, they would fall with it as well. Santa Anna's forces arrived on February 23rd and began setting up artillery all around the old Spanish mission. For the next 2 weeks, the opposing armies exchanged gunfire intermittently, resulting in just a handful of casualties on either side. Finally, on the 13th day of the siege, Santa Anna decided he'd had enough and ordered an all-out assault on the fort. His troops breached the north wall just before dawn on March 6th, flooding into the compound and catching the sleeping Texans off guard. The ensuing battle lasted an hour and a half, with some soldiers resorting to hand-to-hand combat because of the close range. The majority of the Alamo's defenders went down fighting, but several reportedly tried to flee, only to be gunned down before they could get away. Others, including Davy Crockett, were said to have surrendered, hoping to be taken prisoner along with the wounded. However, once the fighting was over, Santa Anna ordered that all surviving Texans be executed and their bodies burned. The exact number of Texan defenders inside the Alamo is still debated by historians, but the official list of those present numbered 189, all of whom were killed. The Mexican army had suffered losses as well, as many as 600 casualties by some estimates. The surviving soldiers marched east to a fort at Goliad, where they easily overpowered the retreating Texan forces of Colonel James Fannin. Meanwhile, the commander of the Texas Army, Sam Houston, was busy recruiting and training additional forces in Harris County. News of Mexico's recent victories strengthened the Texans' resolve to avenge their fallen comrades, especially the reports of Santa Anna's cruelty at the Alamo, his refusal to take prisoners or to provide Christian burials. The phrase, "Remember the Alamo," became a rallying cry for Houston and his men, and it proved to be quite an effective one. On April 21, 1836, Houston led 800 troops in a surprise attack on Santa Anna's forces at the Battle of San Jacinto. The Texans earned a quick and decisive victory, with the cry of "Remember the Alamo" reported to be heard on the battlefield. The following day, Santa Anna was forced to sign a treaty granting Texas independence from Mexico. The revolution was over, and Texas would remain an independent republic until 1845, when the legislature voted for its annexation to the United States. Today, the defense of the Alamo is one of the most well-known events in Texas history. It's also one of the most mythologized, thanks to countless inaccurate portrayals in movies and television, such as 1960's The Alamo, starring John Wayne as Davy Crockett. Those productions tend to whitewash the event, downplaying or flat-out ignoring the many Mexicans and Tejanos who sided with the white settlers during the Revolution. They also gloss over the fact that the continuation of slavery was one of the major reasons the war was fought in the first place. Instead of grappling with this complicated context, most portrayals of the event, and many written accounts of it, prefer to focus on the bravery of the Texas defenders and their staunch opposition to Santa Anna's tyranny. And to be sure, there is bravery in the decision to stand and fight in the face of certain defeat, and there is honor in fighting for freedom from dictatorial rule. But viewing the event solely through a subjective, patriotic lens does a disservice to the people actually involved in it. It reduces them to shallow caricatures rather than full-fledged humans with their own complex and sometimes ugly motivations. So if we are to remember the Alamo, let's remember its history, warts and all, and not its myths. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.